This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Testimony has ended for the day in the House Intelligence Committee in an impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, both Democrats and Republicans are claiming victory after the hearings.
Chris Galderi, who's an associate professor at the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College, says the Democrats certainly made their case this week on substance.
They're describing this very large effort to redirect policy for political ends, and they're showing that they were able to observe it and see effects of it from a wide range of different vantage points.
But there was also this.
You said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Ambassador Sondland, which Galderi says was for the Trump base.
They're aimed at keeping Trump supporters on board.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling it a witch hunt after he was charged in a series of corruption cases by the country's attorney general. As AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports, it throws the country's paralyzed political system into further disarray.
Capping a three-year investigation, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit charged Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three different scandals. It is the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has been charged with a crime. According to the indictment, Netanyahu accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of champagne and cigars from billionaire friends, offered to trade favors with a newspaper publisher, and used his influence to help a wealthy telecom magnate in exchange for favorable coverage on a popular news site. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing and said he is a victim of a witch hunt. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 1,000 children were killed in Syria last year, making it the deadliest year for children since the war began there in 2011. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNICEF Syria representative Fran Akiza says children have been subjected to such horrors for nearly 9 years.
The scale, severity, and complexity of the crisis is staggering. Last year was the deadliest year for the children in Syria, and very unfortunately, this looks like this year is following the same track record. We have been able to verify 657 children killed in Syria since the beginning of the year. It's quite likely that the figure is much bigger than this one.
As of September, the United Nations has verified nearly 1,800 grave violations against children. This Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Spanish rescue ship Open Arms carried out a rescue late Wednesday, pulling 73 migrants from a tightly packed rubber dinghy that had been drifting in the Mediterranean for nearly 24 hours. Reuters' Emily Spickle has details.
These migrants are mostly from Central and Western Africa. One young man from Niger was suffering from gunshot wounds. He says he got them in a Libyan detention center in early November. It was the Spanish charity's vessel's latest rescue after repeatedly clashing with governments in Italy and Malta in a bid to save migrants attempting the perilous crossing to Europe. The NGO is now seeking to disembark at a European port.
That's Reuters' Emily Spickle reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for his approval. As Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports, it's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Michelle Hennessy, rather, of Reuters. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 0.2%. The S&P dropped 0.16%. The Nasdaq lost 0.24%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.